由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are thrilled that you have tuned in again today.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
And I want to begin by talking about something that is not very pleasant.
但是在开始的时候呢，我特别想跟大家讲一些未必会令大家太开心的事。
But it is very important to deal with.
但是这件事是很重要的。
Dishonesty is a problem to a lot of people.
在这个世界上面，其实不诚实啊，是很多人身上面存在的问题。
Yet the sad part is that many people don't think that dishonesty is a sin.
但是在这个世界上面，很多人却不认为不诚实是一种罪啊。
Let's take, for example, the worker who leaves work early.
例如说放工时间未到那些人已经走了。
Or spends his day talking to friends and not working.
或者上工的时候挂着同人聊天不做事。
Or the shopkeeper who puts his finger on the scale to cheat the customer of a few extra grams.
或者是那些店主为了骗那些顾客就骗称将手指放在或者做些假的发码令到那个的送是骗称的。
Or the student who cheats on his exams.
或者学生在考试里头出猫。
Or the merchant who overcharges the customer.
或者商人是特别多收客户的钱。
All these people probably don't see themselves as thieves.
我想这些所有人都不会觉得自己是贼来的。
They say, I have never robbed a bank.
他们会说我从来都没抢过银行。
I have never stolen an automobile.
我从来都没偷过一架车。
Most people think that the Eighth Commandment applies only to big robberies.
当我们看到圣经十诫第八条诫命的时候，很多时候的人都以为这个不可偷盗啊，是指那些大贼啊、大劫匪这样。
They think that when God said,Do not steal, it applies only to burglars and thieves.
他们认为上帝说不可偷盗这句说话的时候，正是讲那些劫匪啊，或者是偷窃那些贼啊。
But the original word for stealing, ganaf, is an all-encompassing word.
但是我想告诉你听，原文里头的偷窃就是 ganaf, 这个字呢是含义很广的。
It means everything from larceny to taking the company's pen.
它包括大到偷东西犯罪，小到好像在公司里头拿了一支笔这样。
In other words, the biblical definition of stealing is this.
所以呢，在圣经里头偷窃的定义究竟是怎样样呢？
The taking of anything that does not belong to you regardless of its value.
就是原来无论它的大小它的价值是怎样，总之拎走任何不属于你的东西都是偷窃。
Yet a large percentage of people would claim that they have never broken the Eighth Commandment.
但是我想告诉你，大部分人都会说自己根本就没有破过第八条戒。
Yet not tithing your income is also stealing from God.
但是原来啊，你唔做足你嘅十一奉献，其实你就系从上帝嘅屋企里头偷紧钱啊。
If you have a Bible, please turn with me to Malachi chapter 3.
如果你系有圣经嘅话，请你同我一齐翻开旧约最后一卷圣经，就系马拉基书。
And begin with us from verse 6.
让我哋一齐从马拉基书第六节开始去一齐去读。因为我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各的子孙是没有灭亡。万军的耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们经常都偏离我的典章，而且不遵守。 而家你哋要转向我，我就转向你哋。你哋却问我话，乜嘢先至系转向呢？人点可以夺取上帝嘅嘢呢？你哋竟然夺取供俾我嘅祭物。你哋却话，我喺边度抢咗你啲祭物啊？就是你哋喺应该纳俾我嘅十分之一嘅上面，同埋你应该献嘅供嘅祭物上面。因为你哋全国嘅人都夺取我嘅祭物，咒诅就要临到你哋身上。万军嘅耶和华话，你哋要将当纳嘅十分之一全部送入仓库，让到我嘅屋企有粮。用咁样嘅方法嚟试下我，睇下我会唔会为你敞开天上嘅窗户，让福气倾住喺你哋身上，甚至令到无处可容。万军嘅耶和华话，我必定会为你哋斥责蝗虫，唔容许啲蝗虫毁坏你哋嘅土产，你哋田里面嘅葡萄树喺未熟之前啲果子都唔会跌落嚟。万军嘅耶和华话，万国必定称你哋为有福的，因为你哋嘅地必定会成为喜乐嘅地。
Now there are some people who misunderstand Malachi chapter 3.
其实在我们身边有些人是误解了马拉基书第三章的。
They think that it means that God is a salesman who is trying to sell you a get-rich-quick scheme.
他们以为这意思就是说上帝是一个推销员，想着办法向你推销一个快速致富的方案。
The people in Malachi's day were thinking the same thing.
马拉基书那个年代的人可能都是这样想的。
You see, human nature is never changed.
你看看人的本性是永远都不变的。
They were accusing God of unfaithfulness.
人在指责上帝不信实，即是他说的东西都不算数的。
They were accusing God of not prospering them enough.
人在指责上帝说，为什么你没有让到我有钱啊？
And that is why verse 6 is the foundational stone of this passage.
因此第六节其实就是这一段信息的基础。
This passage is not really about money, it's about God.
这一段的信息其实就不是在讲钱，而是讲上帝的事情。
Verse 6 says, I, the Lord, do not change.
第六节说，我，上帝，我是不会变的。
What does it mean that God does not change?
上帝不变，即是什么意思啊？
It means that God cannot get better because he is perfect.
就是说上帝不会变得好点，再好点，再好点的，因为上帝是最好的嘛。
He cannot get worse because he is God and he is perfect.
上帝又不会变得差啲、差啲、再差啲的，因为他是上帝嘛，他完美的嘛。
And so God is saying, I never change, but you do.
因此上帝就说，我从来都不变的，但是你变咯。
In fact, God goes on to ask them to be changed back and to do the right thing.
事实上上帝不断地劝人去回转做回正确的事情。
What God is looking for is a changed heart.
原来上帝期待的就是一颗改变了的心。
God is looking for people to change their own attitudes toward him.
上帝期待人转变对他的态度。
Not only that they stop accusing him of unfaithfulness.
不单只是天天在说上帝你答应了都不对的都不是的这样。
But he wants them to realize that they are robbing God.
而是上帝想啲人意识到自己喺度抢劫紧上帝。
He wants them to realize that as long as they are robbing God, they are thieves.
上帝想佢哋意识到，当佢哋仲喺度抢劫紧上帝嘅时候，佢哋就系贼。
And as long as they are thieves, they will not be blessed.
佢哋因为佢哋都系贼啊，佢哋就得唔到上帝嘅赐福。
And that's what God is saying to them.
这个就是上帝要对他们讲的说话。
He is saying, until your hearts are changed and you stop robbing me, you will not be blessed.
上帝的意思是说，只有等你们的心被改变，不再抢劫我的时候，你们就会得到上帝我的赐福了。
And the problem with those people is the same problem of our day and every day.
其实当时他们面对的困难就是我们今日甚至每个时代都同样面对的困难。
It is a problem with many believers today.
这个困难其实今日我们有很多的信徒都是面对的。
Times have changed, but people have not.
你会不会发现其实时代是不同了，但是人的心是没有变的吧。
The reason people rob God and don't tithe and give offering to the work of the gospel,
人之所以抢劫上帝又不十一奉献，不是福音事工去奉献金钱。
The reason they do not give the money back that belongs to God,
为什么他们不将属于上帝的钱还给上帝呢？
Is because they do not trust God to provide for their needs.
是因为他们不相信上帝会供应他们的需要。
They do not tithe because they do not trust God to meet their needs in the present nor in the future.
他们不做十一奉献是因为他们不相信上帝能够满足他们现在和将来的需要。
God's concept of his people giving back to him is as follows.
原来上帝对他的百姓向他奉献的定义是这样的。
Imagine a silo full of grain.
好像一个装满谷的谷仓。
And every time you turn the faucet and you give the first bucket to God,
每次你打开闸门的时候，你就将第一桶的粮食献给上帝。
God keeps on filling it from the top.
上帝就会继续从上面将谷仓装满。
And when he has met all of your needs, there is always more left over.
当上帝满足了你的需要之后，你还会有剩添。
Some of you are not experiencing God's blessings right now.
有些人到现在可能仍然未经历过上帝的福气。
Do you know why?
知不知道为什么?
Because you are keeping the money that belongs to God.
因为你克扣了属于上帝的钱。
Here's what God is saying.
上帝是怎样讲呢?
He is saying the problem is not the problem of money.
上帝说根本那些就不是钱的问题。
It is the problem of the heart.
而是心里面是出现了问题。
That really is the problem.
这个才是真正的问题啊。
And it is manifesting itself in the tithe and offering.
只不过这个问题，当你做十一奉献和向上帝回报的时候，就会完全这样显露出来了。
If you are robbing God, there is a problem with your heart.
今日我想话俾你听，如果你喺度抢劫紧上帝，代表紧你嘅心系有问题啊。
You are not trusting God.
你并唔相信你嘅上帝。
But think with me for a minute.
但系喺度，我好希望你能够用一分钟同我去思考一下。
If you trust God with your soul, will you not trust Him with your money?
如果你用心。同埋你嘅灵魂去信靠上帝嘅话，咁你点解喺钱上面你信唔过佢呢
？The eighth commandment is all about trusting God。
原来第八条诫命所讲嘅就系信靠上帝。
The eighth commandment is all about stewardship。
原来第八条诫命所讲嘅就系要做好管家嘅职分啊。
The eighth commandment is all about being good stewards of all that God has put in your hands.
原来第八条诫命所讲嘅就系要做上帝嘅好管家，管理上帝交喺你手里面嘅一针一线。
Good stewards are never greedy.
好嘅管家绝对唔贪心嘅。
The basic essence of greed is desiring something that doesn't belong to you.
对贪婪嘅基本定义就系你渴望得到一啲唔属于你嘅嘢。
The very essence of greed is desiring something for nothing.
但系贪婪嘅本质系不劳而获。
The very essence of greed is desiring something that you are not willing to work for.
不劳而获嘅本质就系你要得到某啲嘢，却系唔愿意付出努力啊。
And that is why the good steward is not greedy.
而对于一个好嘅管家嚟讲，佢唔贪心嘅。
A good steward is not wasteful.
对于一个好嘅管家嚟讲，佢系唔浪费嘅。
A good steward does not squander God's resources.
一个好嘅管家系唔会浪费上帝嘅资源嘅。
They do not spend it all on themselves and then say, "We don't have enough."
佢哋唔会将所有钱使晒喺自己身上，跟住就话俾人听，话哎呀唔系好够钱啊。
Not returning to God what belongs to God is not only bad stewardship.
唔将属于上帝嘅嘢还翻俾上帝，你就唔单止系一个坏嘅管家。
The Bible calls it stealing from God.
圣经将佢称为从上帝嗰度偷嘢。
There's something else about good stewards.
另外呢，仲有一啲嘢系关于好嘅管家嘅。
Good stewards work hard.
好嘅管家好努力工作嘅。
If the boss expects you to work 40 hours, you put in 50 hours.
如果你嘅老细去要求你做40个钟，你就做够50个钟。
That's a good steward.
咁就系一个好嘅管家啦。
So in Malachi chapter 3, what God is saying is this.
所以在马拉基书第三章，上帝的意思是这样的。
He is saying, I am the changeless God.
他告诉我们，我从不改变的。
And I'm asking you to change.
但是我要你们改变。
I want you to change your heart toward me.
我想你们的心回转来到我身上。
I want you to change your heart toward the possessions that I have placed in your hands.
我希望你们对于我交在你们手里面的财产，你要改变你的心态。
I want you to change your attitude from that of an owner to that of a steward and a manager.
我希望你们的态度从一个拥有者的态度变成一个管家和经营者的态度。
I am asking you to change your attitude of distrust in me and my faithfulness to that of trust, commitment, and surrender.
我要求你们的态度从不信任我和我的信实变为信靠、委身和降服。
Change your attitude and then see what God can do.
改变你的态度，然后看看上帝可以做什么。
Change your heart from fear of the future to trusting in God's provision and see if God is not worthy of your trust.
希望你能够将你自己的心里头对未来的恐惧转变为对信靠上帝的供应，看看上帝值不值得你的信任。
Change your heart from wanting to accumulate to wanting to distribute and see what God will do for you.
将你的心意去改变，从你只想去积埋好多好多变成付出，看看上帝能够为你成就些什么。
That's what God meant.
这个就是上帝讲的东西。
Begin to see God for who he is.
让我们一起去渐渐地明白上帝的本质。
The God who loves you.
那个是爱你的上帝啊。
The God who's concerned for every detail in your life.
那个是愿意关注你生活里头每一个细节的上帝。
The God who wants to bless you and longs to bless you.
那位愿意甚至是渴望赐福给你的上帝。
The God who desires good for you.
那位渴望让到你得着益处的上帝。
He is saying, I want you to change your heart.
他在这里告诉我们听，我希望你的心意是得着更新。
I want you to change your attitude.
我希望你的态度是转变。
I want you to trust me.
我希望你来信靠我。
That's what God is saying.
这个就是上帝想要告诉我们听的事。
God was deeply angered by his people's distrust of him.
上帝对他的百姓不信任他，他其实深深地愤怒的。
Not only did they distrust him, but they were accusing him of unfaithfulness.
那些人不单只是不信任上帝，还是说上帝，你说了都不算数的。
And that is why he speaks through Malachi and says the following.
所以他就对着马拉基，通过马拉基讲了一些这样的说话。
I, the Lord, do not change, but you must, if you want to really be blessed by me.
我上帝是不改变的，但是如果你真的想要得到我的赐福的话，你就一定要改变。
Change your heart.
跟着上帝叫我们就是要改变我们的心。
Do something to prove that you trust in the Lord your God.
希望你做一些事给我们看到，给上帝看到你是愿意信靠你的上帝。
Step out in faith.
藉着信心行出去了。
So that you may be blessed in the long run.
你这样做的时候，你就会在长远来讲见到上帝的福气了。
Because that is God's desire for you.
因为这个就是上帝对你的希望。
God is saying, don't be greedy with what I have given you.
上帝对我们说，你不要对我以往赐给你的东西贪得无厌。
Because that kind of attitude does not honor me.
因为这种态度是不尊重我的。
Instead of stealing the money that belongs to God,
不要偷窃属于上帝的钱财。
Trust in him and see what happens.
而是要信靠上帝，来看看上帝的作为。
God is completely trustworthy.
我想告诉你，上帝是完全值得你信赖的。
God is entirely faithful.
上帝是完全的信实的。
He is the keeper of his promises.
上帝信守他的应允的。
He is the keeper of his side of the agreement.
上帝是永远都信守他的约定的。
Because he is a changeless God.
因为上帝是永远都不会改变的上帝。
It is my prayer that you will begin to change your heart.
我祈求你能够开始去转变你的心意。
And then write to us and tell us.
并且写信来到香港九龙大有街一号十楼，或者电邮去到给我们，甚至上到良友电台的网站三个 w.liangyou.net 留言给我们，让我们见到你的改变。在这里希望送上一首歌给你，让到你能够进入丰盛，不要好像以往这样是去从上帝里面去偷窃。我们一起成为一个爱主的人，并且在上帝身上我们学习付出，并且学习怎样去关怀其他人，活出丰盛的生命。
贼来无非偷窃毁坏，你却撕下生命丰盛的泉源。亲爱主，虽然仇敌围困，我心深愿靠你话语的战。
有困难，无非是考验我们，教导我们努力勇敢往前，信心不要摧毁。神的子民别再烦恼，虽然还是会有盗贼藏起来，靠主耶稣完全的是仇敌乱跑，依靠他我们得胜，小路别跑。
盗贼来无非偷窃毁坏，你却是下生命丰盛的泉源。亲爱主，虽然转来到主宝座前，我要宣告咒诅离去，贫穷不再辖制我们，全地当彰显你荣耀无比的全能，我要宣告进入丰盛，宣告耶和华的喜悦，来到主宝座前，我要宣告咒诅离去，贫穷不再辖制我们，全力的彰显你荣耀无比的全能。
各位听众朋友，上帝是不会改变的，他是赐丰盛赐恩惠给我们的主宰，并且要让到我们同样享受这份丰盛。所以今日希望我们不要再从上帝身上去摄取一些原本不属于我们的东西，万物都是从上帝而来的，我们应该将从主而来的献给主。这个是历代志里头对我们的教导，希望我们学识这样的时候呢，我们知道在这样的情况里面，我们就不会再将自己的事事上都是哎呀主啊，我今个月赚钱好难啊，我们家好多需要啊，可不可以不给你，不好啊。我们要知道上帝这么爱我们，为什么我们会跟他计着这样计着那样呢？他什么都不计较，他连个仔都送了给你，他为受死为你复活，但是我们却跟他计较那几蚊，其实这样是很不值的。希望我们不要再从上帝身上偷窃，我们找到不要偷窃原来不是大贼不是窃贼的专利，而是小至我们每一个人可能都会犯上这一条诫命，律法是要叫我们知罪的，但是从上帝那里我们知道靠着耶稣基督，我们不需要再为这件事烦恼，我们只要记住以后不要再从上帝那里偷窃就可以了。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。